stolen something and gone to your mom or your dad. Okay? And then what do? You kind of ask them for whatever it is you want? Do they always give it to you all the time? No, they don't. Well, no, just pretend they're not out there. It's just between us, okay? If you really want something, who do you go to first and ask? Your mom or your dad? Okay.
Mom.
Mom. Is mom more likely to say yes than dad?
Yes.
Ah. No? Your dad. Okay. So we have one group of brothers who say mom is easier. And we got one other person that says dad is easier. What do you think, Zoe? If you want something, who do you talk to, your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Your mom. Sophie?
Mom.
Mom.
Dad.
Dad. Well, we got kind of an even split, okay? So, have you ever had your mom or dad say, I don't know, go ask your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. So you ask your mom, and your mom tells you to go ask your dad. You go to ask your dad, and your dad tells you to go ask your mom, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's a drag. Don't you hate that when that happens? You know, that's in the parent handbook. It's called How to Confuse Your Children and Avoid Giving Them a Straight Answer. No, it's really good. Okay. Now, what if you're going to your dad because you really want something, and you guys are going to your mom because you really want something, and they're on the phone, and they're busy. Have you ever gone, Mom, 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 Dad, Dad, hey Dad, Dad? Do you think you never done that? Do you think that they heard you the first time?
No.
No, it was just, they just accidentally lost their hearing. Sometimes. That happens. It's called selective hearing. You just go deaf and you can't hear anything. How does it work for you?
It's pretty annoying.
Because whatever it is you want, what did you want last time when you had to get your mom or dad's attention? You went, Mom, Mom, Mom.
A baseball bat.
A baseball bat.
I just wanted to get a headset for my Xbox.
Okay, just a headset. And they didn't seem to understand, right? Okay. But sometimes you got to get their attention, right? And you know how to do that. Mom, Mom, Dad, Dad. Guess what? That's the same thing they're talking about in the gospel today. Same thing. Now, your mom or your dad, they might be busy. They might be doing a lot of stuff. And they might not really want to get you a baseball bat or a headset or do whatever you want them to do. But what have you guys learned is that if you pester them long enough, sometimes they'll do it, right?
Yep, that's how I always get it.
Ah. You just pester them until they can't take it anymore.
I kind of just said something to Dad instead.
That is what we read in this gospel is the same thing. See, there was this lady, and she was very poor, and she was a widow, which meant she didn't have a husband. And in those days, when a judge came here, anybody, you guys know what a judge is?
Yeah.
You like watch Judge Judy on TV or one of the courts, you know, you got to come, you go to court, right? And you got a problem, and then the judge tells you what he thinks and what you got to do. So a judge is sort of like, for the county or whatever, he's sort of like your parent. He tells you what you got to do. You ask him stuff, or he tells you. So anyway, there's this judge, and in these days, the judge came in a tent, like a circus tent. He came to your town, he set up the tent, and then all the people would come with whatever their problems were, but in order to see the judge, you had to pay the guy outside the tent. So you had to have money to get in. It was called a bribe. And this poor widow, she probably didn't have any money. But every day she came to the judge. Every day. Judge. 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 Hey, judge. 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 Now this was not a, it's like, Mom. Mom. Hey, Mom. This judge was not a good guy. He was, you know, we're told in the scripture to love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul and love your neighbor as
yourself.
Cool. Love your neighbor as, well, this guy tells us he didn't love anybody. Doesn't love God, doesn't respect God, not afraid of human beings, doesn't care. Doesn't care about any of it. So he's not a bleeding heart liberal. This man would not be a Democrat. Okay? He is not moved by sympathy. But this lady pestered the dickens out of him. And he finally, not because he was good, or not because he even cared for this lady, he just said, I just want her off my porch. She's just driving me nuts. Okay, I'll do what you want me to do. Now, think about you guys. Your mom and dad love you? You bet. Your mom and dad love you? Yeah. What about you guys, you think? Okay. Kind of a consensus. Mom and dad loves us. This judge didn't love anybody. And he did what this lady asked him just because she persevered. That means just because she kept on asking him. You guys do the same thing with your mom and dad. And your mom and dad love you just like God loves us. Now, what's frustrating for you is, I bet, your mom and dad a lot of times don't do what you want them to do exactly when you want them to do it, right?
Yep.
Sometimes it takes them a while to get around to it. Just get around to it, right? Well, you know what? That's the way we are with God, too. Jesus wants to know if we have faith, if we believe that He hears us and will answer us. But for us, at least for me, it's all about timing. Because I want what I want, when I want it, just like you guys do. And it's all about timing. It's chronology. God's time is not my time. And God does not do what I want God to do when I want God to do it. But you know what? I go, hey God, God, psst. Hey God, 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 it's me, Randy, remember me? Come on, come on, hey. And I keep pestering them. The same way you guys pester your mom and dad. You can do that to God, that's okay. Because you know, it's not my time. It's God's time. Let me share you one story and then we'll quit. When I was about Alex's age, my dad and I went to church, and right after church, he said, come on, I want to show you something. And I'm thinking, what? My dad never shows me anything. And we got in the car, and he drove over, and he parked in front of this house, and he walked up to the house, and he knocked on the door, and the guy came out, and he said, hi, Ray, because my dad's name, Ray. And then this guy's son came out, who's about my age, and I'm thinking, I don't get it. I don't know what anything's about. And they opened the garage door, and there was a go-kart in the garage door. And I thought, holy mackerel, I'm going to get a go-kart. How cool is this? And the little boy whose go-kart it was got the go-kart and drove around the driveway. And my dad said, you want to drive it? And I wanted to drive it with all my heart. But I was too scared. So I said, no. And so we left. And I was thinking, I'm going to get a go-kart. I never brought it up. I never mentioned it. I never said, hey, Dad, what about the go-kart? What about the go-kart? Never mentioned it. I went to summer camp. I was pretty sure when I got back from summer camp there would be a go-kart in the driveway. You know what? Got home. Think there was a go-kart in the driveway?
No.
Nope. You know why? Because I didn't ask for it. My dad wanted, asked me if I wanted it. I looked him in the eye and said no. What was I thinking, right? Jeez. But then, I didn't ask him for it. What do you think would have happened if I would have said, because my dad wanted to give this to me. My dad was going to give this to me. I just didn't ask him. What do you think would have happened if I said, hey, Dad. Dad, what about that go-kart? That's really cool. I really want that go-kart. Hey, Dad, what do you think would happen?
Yeah.
It was his idea to begin with. Wasn't mine. But for some reason, I just didn't ask. I was scared. Maybe I didn't think he was really going to give it to me. I don't know what I was thinking. But I just didn't ask. So, you go ahead. If you got needs, you ask your mom and dad. Because they'll be fair for you. But all these adults out here and all of us up here, we got a Father in heaven that we can ask too. And don't give up. Okay? Yeah, okay. Come on. Hey. Okay? Hey. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Good. Okay? All right. Well, what have we got in the treasure box?
We have some seeds.
We have seeds.
We have some water.
We have water.
We have some dirt.
We have dirt. We have seeds. We have water. I suspect there's a theme here. All right. Tell me about the seeds, the water, and the dirt.
Because planting the seeds is praying for it.
Okay.
And these are the faith that God will help you grow it.
Oh, excellent.
Because if you just plant it, it's not going to just sprout up.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Who would like the treasure box next time? Zoe, would you like the treasure box next time?
Your grandma's helping do it, right?
You did it. Great. Do you want to do it? You don't want to do it.
How do you know the date?
The 20th of November. The Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Where's the thing?
Parents, quickly look at their calendars. So, we want to give someone who wants to do it, who hasn't done it yet, an opportunity, or Zoe gets to do it.
I'll do it.
Alex, you want to, did you do it? Did you do it yet, Alex? Okay.
We might be going for a wedding that weekend, but not that matters.
Yeah, kind of matters.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to wait until next time we have a wedding that weekend.
Okay. Well, we'll let Alex do it in December.
I'm going to do it.
Gospel for this next time, and this is going to be the feast, we'll give it to Zoe, of Christ the King. So, Feast of Christ the King, 20th of November, weekend before Thanksgiving.